The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Our number 2, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch, you know the number for that. Miss the first hour? Just having a lot of fun on a Friday. Drinking some beer, chilling, trying to get you home in one piece. Hope you guys are enjoying it. So, a couple things from last night, and then I have a restaurant thing for you.
Okay.
Which I know you're good at. But we found another place that does steak night last night and went to it and scouted it out for the team. Really good. And it's a place we used to hang out when we lived downtown. So it's kind of on the other side of downtown from where we are. So it's a drive, which sucks. But it was like just the right amount of people. So I don't want to go telling people about it because I don't want more people there. It's like there's that number you're comfortable with and that distance you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
And this was right at it. So anymore, and I've been like, oh, no, there's too many people. But Roger was texting me while I was there and taught me into playing the poker tournament last night, which I was like, don't really want to play because I won the other night and I feel pretty good and I want to go into the weekend tournaments for more money with some momentum. Decide to play. And Roger won. I was second.
Okay.
It was kind of like Vegas. The only person missing was A.J. Hoffman.
Well, I'm sorry.
We were joking about that last night. So, yeah, it would have. If AJ had been here, to come down to the three of us. And but, yeah, so I feel like I'm playing pretty well. All right. I don't know if you saw this. Are you familiar with Eric Sandler?
I've heard of him.
Yeah. Good friend of ours. He did his 16 best new Houston restaurants that are competing for the Tastemakers title. I have one beef with this because they're competing. Restaurants compete against each other. People vote, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can click the link to vote. The very first matchup, Tejas Burger versus Truth Barbecue.
Oh, no.
I mean, how do you put those?
Those are both so good.
Those are like one seeds to me.
Yeah, and I'm glad that Tejas put together like a full-time burger joint, and their burgers are amazing. But that Truth Barbecue is so good, too.
Man. Yeah.
And that's a... That's a tough call. For me, it just which one I would go to depends on if I'm at work or if I'm at home.
Right.
Because one's close to my house, well, one's close to the office.
It's funny because I have not been to a bunch of these places, but I've been to both of those, and those are my two favorites on the list. So it hurt my heart a little bit to see them matched up in the first round. Let's see how many of these you've been to because I really haven't been to many of them. Verdine versus Traveler's Table.
I've never even heard.
Verdine is a vegan restaurant, so.
Verdine, but I think we may have had Traveler's Table to go. Is it like a sort of a fusion Asian?
Yeah, it says Japanese inspired take on or Brazilian, basically a whole bunch of different countries.
I think I have had food from there.
I'm gonna guess Savoie versus Squabble.
I haven't been.
I haven't been to either one. Mad versus Rosie Cannonball.
Rosie Cannonball has some nice pizzas. It's a good little Italian spot. I haven't heard of Mad, but I've heard
says basically it's
what kind of restaurant is it? Do we know?
It basically says he brings the precise techniques that have made BCN one of Houston's best restaurants by creative modernist style tapas and wood-fired paellas.
I do like tapas. That does sound good. Paellas, yeah. That does sound good. I might try that. I might check that out.
Brewery Chef Hall versus Politan Row.
Bravery
Chef Hall. Excuse me. Yeah. Brewery. I'm beer on the mind now. Sorry.
I haven't been to either. I've heard of Politan Row, and I've heard good things about it.
Same ownership as New Orleans.
It's like in Fancy Town, yeah. Rice Village.
El Topo versus La Vibra Tacos.
I have had La Vibra. It's like a Heights little. I don't want to call it like a. It's not like a taco shack per se, but it's a it's a good spot. I guess it's taco. I don't know. I guess it's sort of tacos. But
yeah, I've had it. It's good though.
But they have the.
But it's not like when you say tacos. There's a lot more going on there.
Yeah, there is.
Candente versus the Toasted Coconut.
I've heard of Candente and I haven't had it. That's on my list of places that I really want to go. I haven't heard of Toasted Coconut.
Yeah, Candente is Tex-Mex, and I've people did Pit Room.
Exactly. Yeah. Right next door to Pit Room, and I want to go, but I haven't had the chance to yet. I'm guessing it's going to be really good.
Well, I will go on record as saying if not for the Rona, I would have been to all these places by now.
Okay.
But I hate like when a place is really good. Like right now, when most of it's takeout, it's just not. It's not the same.
And that's the other thing. While I want to support small businesses, I'm also nervous that if I try a place and I eat their food to go, and that's the first experience I have. Let's face it, the to go experience is never as good as the sit down in the restaurant experience. Like it's just not. And if it is, your restaurant has a problem, or it's probably a pizza place.
Then the to go is probably better than being in the restaurant, and that is a problem.
Right. So that's what I worry about is I'm going to try some place and I'm going to be like, oh, it's okay. And it's just I didn't get the best of them.
Yeah. And I don't know what it is. I think it's just going in those boxes that those styrofoam, whatever those things are made of. Something about that just changes the flavor. I don't know what. Okay. 1751 CN Bar versus Bori.
The 1751.
It's the underbelly guy.
It's the underbelly chef, yeah. I forget his
name. J.D. Woodward.
J.D. Woodward. And I haven't heard of, what's the other place?
Bori. It's a Korean barbecue in Spring Branch.
Ooh, that sounds good.
That's near you.
Not really.
Yeah, I guess. I get Spring Branch and Spring confused. Most people do. So, yeah, those are your matchups. And if you want to vote, just go to culturemap.com where Eric has written his story. It's all there. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. 832 says, finally got around to going to B&B Butchers last Friday since you guys are always talking about it. Says it's very expensive but also very worth it. It is pricey, but it's not for you if you're looking to save money. I mean,
special occasion place.
Yes, like, you know, we went for our anniversary. That kind of stuff. But it is worth every penny. 713-780-3776. Somebody said I picked up corkscrew to go for the first time. It was still awesome.
Yeah.
Barbecue holds up better than a lot of other stuff. But
yeah, as long as you're not traveling too far.
Well, yeah.
If you get there and the grease is soaked all the way through the butcher paper, you probably traveled too far with it.
Yeah.
Unless it's a beef rib, and that's pretty much inevitable. Try to teach the people.
It's nice that you're sharing. So I saw a story today from USA Today, which is really doing a lot of scare tactics these days. They claim that tens of millions of Americans have had the coronavirus and either had negative tests or weren't tested at all.
Ooh.
Now, I don't know that. And this is from doctors saying this. Testing errors, misdiagnoses. And they believe that early on in this thing, there were a lot of people getting misdiagnosed because they didn't even think it was here. But they're also counting all the people who just said, hey, you know, I'm a little sick, but not sick enough to go get tested. They say the sluggish public health response and ignorance about the disease during its early days in the States. So there have been 3.5 million confirmed cases, and they're saying the number is 10 times higher than that of people who've actually had it.
Okay.
Is that good news or bad news?
I don't know how to take that. I'm trying to pull it up on my calendar to be sure when I'm going. Next Wednesday, I'm going to give blood. And supposedly when you give blood, they have to do like an antibodies test. So I'm going to get that done, and hopefully I'll get some results.
Fair enough.
I'm hoping. I don't know what it's
going to
be like.
Yeah, I've been thinking about going and getting the antibody test, but I don't know. I don't know that it's really necessary at this point. I said, I'm pretty sure I've had it, but I also am not convinced that I can't get it again. So why do I really need to worry about that?
Yeah.
So. 713-780-ESPN. Rob said, hey, just tune in. Any way you could tweet this restaurant list out. Just go to culturemap.com. Eric's got it on there. It's right there. So that's where it's from. Somebody said, I just wish this was all over with or just a bad dream.
Well, it's not.
Yeah,
sir.
I'd like to wake up and be going to a Roughnecks game tomorrow, but it's
the
not.
The Roughnecks don't exist.
No, nope, life has changed,
unless
man.
Unless the Edmonton Eskimos change their name to the Roughnecks.
Yeah, I think, you know, at some point, we've gotten through some really bad crap here the last few months. We'll all get through this. I mean, maybe we won't have football this fall. It'll suck. But maybe we do. And at some point, you know, things will start coming back, and it's not going to be the same. But, you know, we'll just all make the best of what's out there now.
Yeah.
But, or what's out there in a few months, hopefully. I'm staying positive today. You're not going to bring me down.
Okay.
You know, there's nothing you can do. I mean, you can try. Bring me more beer. I can do that. But no. Somebody says results through the donation are taking forever. I donated mid-June and still waiting on the results.
Ugh, well,
See, you thought you were being clever.
I know. Now I might.
You're not
going to
get a statue out front of here with thought like that, AJ.
Now maybe I'm not going to give blood.
Yeah.
I might change my mind.
Bill says that's what the antibody tests are showing too. They're showing the number of people who've had it, really 10 times the number of cases. It's a good thing because it means the mortality rate is much lower.
Okay, yeah, I guess it would.
Yeah,
you would look at
that makes a lot of sense. Okay, see, there you go. We made a positive out of this. We don't need those trucks.
I've got lots of
positives.
Those
trucks back.
No, keep them here just in case. Okay. But you know,
we'll store beer in them
because there's a lot of stupid people here. We can agree with that, right? Like, and that's the honestly, we shouldn't even give out the good news like that because all it's going to do is people say, "See, it's good news. I don't need this stupid mask." And then guess what happens?
Then some stupid woman coughs on Jason Braddock and he's in lockdown.
Right. Then bad news comes with it. So just pretend like nothing good's happening. We'll let you know when it's all clear and you can take your mask
off.
Yeah,
just go keep reading the Chronicle and USA Today where they want us to all shut everything down again.
I don't want that either.
And they want us to, you know, they're like the mayor. They're rooting for businesses to close.
But if people don't wear masks, that's what it's going to go back to.
But you know what? The place we went last night, everybody had to have a mask when they walked in. They checked you. When you got to your table, you could take your mask off. All of them were 6 feet away from people. And now I go a little extra. Whenever the server comes back, I always put my mask back on, even if I'm eating. And not everybody was doing that. But nobody walked around there without a mask. You went into the bathroom, you put your mask on.
Yeah.
Guess what? It worked.
Well, you think it worked.
I'm pretty sure it worked.
I don't think you would know, like, overnight. If you caught the Rona last night.
Well, I mean, no, but everybody's doing what they're supposed to do.
Well, that is good. I said, I don't try to tell people don't go out and do things. Just if you go out and do things responsibly. How about that?
Well, I mean, if you just do that.
How about that?
But it's like, no, I'm not going to wear no mask. I'm going to go and, oh, sorry, Jason. Yeah.
I don't like that. Yeah. All right, you know what I do like? Allstate Siding and Windows. And you know what? You can try to shut business down. Allstate's not shutting down. You know why? Because they are fixing up houses right now. And a lot of people during Corona times have said, you know what? I'm going to work on my house. I'm going to get my house into pristine condition. How about some new siding, some new windows from Allstate Siding and Window? The siding of today is what they've got. More durable wind, weather, and impact. And it's energy efficient. You'll save on your electric bill. Same with the windows. You can save up to 40% on your energy bills with new vinyl windows. And they're made Texas tough for the elements here in Texas. So, and here, on top of that, they've got a great deal. No payments for 2 years. $2,500 off all siding jobs. 30% off all windows. You want the best rate? Call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. 204-1936, or check them out online, allstatesidingandwindows.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. This is one of those guilty pleasure songs I like. Feel free to make fun of me.
Is this All American Rejects?
It is.
Ding ding.
Look at me. I'm so hip. I like the God, what's the name of the band? The guys that did the Don Henley cover, the Boys of Summer cover.
The Ataris.
The Ataris.
Yeah, I like them too.
I don't know if I like the band, but I like that cover.
That's
the
a great cover.
The original song is also very good.
Yeah.
And what I like about it maybe is that they didn't go way off base of the original song.
Yeah, they only changed like two things.
Right. So I kind of like that.
Just a lot more guitar. It's a lot harder than the original.
Yeah. Which, I mean, well, it's not really hard. I don't know. It's almost more like...
You know, play like 15 seconds of the original and then play...
Is this the original?
No, this is the cover.
Yeah.
Okay. Turn it up. Yeah. A little. Come on, Aaron. Crank it up.
And it needs.
If Josh can play music all day, we can compare two versions of a song.
A little faster, too.
Maybe so.
I love this song.
It's a good song. All right, let's hear the OG version of that now. Takes a little longer to get into, but it does, like, this has that old sort of like 80s vibe to it.
Yeah
I see a lot more keyboard here instead of guitar.
If this song had been done in the 70s, I think it would have been way more badass. Like if the Eagles had done this song, like, as the Eagles, I think it could have been better.
Like, yeah,
this
maybe.
Was an age where, like, synthesizers were cool.
Yeah.
Nobody on the beach. I feel it in the air. The summer's out of reach. Empty lake, empty streets. The sun goes down alone.
I do like his voice better.
By your house, though I know you're not home. Yeah, this one's a little more mellow, I guess.
Yeah, see, I'm telling you, the Atari's version's harder, and I like harder.
But I don't know if
it's
better.
As opposed to softer.
That's a tough one. This is just such a classic.
No, I don't know if it's better.
What I don't like about the Don Henley version is it takes so long to get started. Like, well, why that did was, it have that... Like, just
dude,
get into the song, bro.
That's almost every Eagles song back in the day.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And that was very much a 70s thing. They would always take a long time to get into their songs.
Were you a Madonna fan?
Not of her music, but I had a thing for
Aaron, Madonna fan? You're probably too young, and Fred, I think, is too old to be a Madonna fan.
Like, Vogue was popular when I was a kid. I remember it being in the...
I got into a wormhole last night of... Or not last night. I guess it was yesterday or the day before of, like, 80s women singing songs. And I like some Cyndi Lauper songs.
I do like... I also, Cyndi Lauper, I would...
You would, but do you like her music?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Like, still to this day, you would?
Yeah, even now. I saw her on, like, some dermatology commercial where she's got some kind of skin problem, but it's all cleared up thanks to this medicine, which, by the way, don't take if you're allergic to it because it will kill you. But yeah, I mean, definitely. That's still my era.
Cindy
but I'd
Lauper,
still do Betty White,
who,
too. So.
Like, I guess her biggest hits are probably Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Yeah, I would say that. But I bet if you did the check, that's
number
one. That's
not my favorite. I like Time After Time and True Colors.
True Colors is my favorite of hers.
And here's what I'll say about True Colors is a song that's been done many times by many different artists. And I feel like no one's ever really done, like the song is such a good song that no one's done a good enough job. Not Phil Collins, not Cyndi Lauper, not Justin Timberlake and whatever that quirky girl from, I don't even know her name. The girl that does the Cup song, Anna Kendrick. They did the song together on a cartoon movie. Nobody's done that song as well as it could be done. If I were a woman, I would kick up the tempo on that song and do it a little bit better than they do.
You know what, Aaron? Reach out and tell Lizzie Hale to do that.
That would be good.
That would be badass if you got Hailstorm doing that song. Because the thing about, I mean, that's my favorite Cyndi Lauper song, but it's also the one she sounds the weirdest on. She sounds like Elmer Fudd. It's woo colors.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
she does sound like she has some sort of a weird lisp or something.
So have you heard the Time After Time cover that was done in the late 2000s?
Who did it?
Quiet Drive.
Let's hear it. There's not enough emotion in this.
No, that's
like when you hear Cyndi Lauper sing it, it's almost like you feel like she's going to cry and it makes you want to cry. That's what I respect about Cyndi Lauper's version of that song. It's a very emotional song. But it got me into as you go down YouTube, it got me to Madonna. And I think, bar none, the best Madonna song is Like a Prayer. And on top of it being the best Madonna song, it's also the video where Madonna is at the hottest Madonna's ever been at. Like where she had kind of the curly black hair and she did a lot of this side-to-side dancing like this. And that video, it had to be the most confusing video for like racist people because when the video starts, Madonna's dancing in front of a flaming cross. And you know there were Klan guys who were like, hell yeah, look at her dancing in front of the flaming cross. This is awesome. But then by the end of the video, she's banging a black dude. And then they're like, wait, what? What the hell's that? So I think it's very confusing for racists, but it is far. And I think it's the choir is maybe what makes Like a Prayer the best song because she does have the gospel choir. But man, that song, the catchiest. It's just, and there's some other Madonnas that are hot. And like when Madonna did the Austin Powers thing, and I guess that was like late age Madonna. I say late age like she's dead now. I mean, it was like 90s, 2000, early 2000s Madonna, where she did that song for the Austin Powers 2 soundtrack. And she was pretty hot. One thing I noticed though, watching the video for Like a Prayer, Madonna doesn't have the tooth gap in the Like a Prayer video. And that means when Like a Prayer came out, she was hiding the gap somehow, or the gap has grown as she's aged, which I find both really difficult to believe. But it has to be, because in the video for Like a Prayer, she doesn't have the gap.
So I'm going to respectfully disagree on best Madonna song.
What's your best Madonna song?
It's Like a Virgin, and I'll tell you why. It was not my favorite until Quentin Tarantino explained it to me in Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah.
And now it's my favorite.
Now,
what, you're saying Quentin Tarantino was wrong?
I'm saying that he's wrong.
Then I respectfully disagree with you, sir. He was right.
I think the only songs that can be in the conversation with Like a Prayer, and I'm telling you, Like a Prayer, like the catchiness of the song, especially once the choir kicks in, it can't be topped. But Papa Don't Preach is another good one.
That's a good one, yeah.
and Express Yourself is good. But like Vogue, oh, La Isla Bonita is good too. That's got a little Spanish to it. But after 1990, Madonna just wasn't the same to me. Turn this up. This is the best. And here's where Madonna's doing the back and forth dance, and she's so smoking hot. Sometimes you forget, like, why Madonna was an international sex symbol. And then you're like, oh, my. 1980, what year did this song come out?
It's got to be around 87, maybe? 86.
Oh, my God.
Maybe a little later, 88.
She was a... Are you watching the video right now?
No, it was released in 1989.
Wow.
She was a smoke show in this video. But when the choir kicks in on the chorus, it's the here, turn it up right here. Oh, it's like a dream to me. I don't know how you could even think of a different Madonna song that's better than this. This is an undeniable fact.
Quentin Tarantino.
Tony wants to talk about Boys of Summer. Hello, Tony.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Tony, before I take any musical feedback from you, what's the best Madonna song?
Oh, man, you guys, you know. I just told you the answer.
I just told you the answer, Tony. It's Like a Prayer.
Just Like a Prayer
I'll take you there.
It is a very good song.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right, what do you got, Tony?
But I do like the one, Bonita.
Oh, that's a good one,
Bonita.
Too.
Bonita.
Yeah,
she's very sexy in that as well. But the Don Henley version is of the Boys of Summer is, I grew up in Long Island, and I grew up on Tobe Beach, and we were a bunch of, you know, 8, 10 Italian guys that rolled together our whole life, and we were on the beach all the time, and that's what the girls that we all hung out with referred to us as, the Boys of Summer. So it was almost like my Kid Rock all summer long song. When I hear that song, I mean, and you guys are talking about it, I was like, man, that just takes me back to everything in the past. And, you know, that's just, that is an awesome, awesome song, and I'm actually proud. Even during reunions, we're going to come up on our 40th soon. I'm 53, so we're going to come up on our 40th reunion, and every reunion the girls play it. You know, every prom they play it. So, you know, we were all considered the Boys of Summer, and I grew up back then, and I went to Verna High School in Long Island in Massapequa, and I grew up with the Baldwin brothers and Dee Snider and Stern and Chris Mullen and all these
in those
people
days,
that lived on the island.
In those days, Tony, did you think you knew what love was?
Did I know what?
Did you know what love was?
Yeah, I want to know what love was.
What do I know?
I
want
to feel it.
And those days are gone forever, and you should just let them go.
Oh,
but
man. But those, you guys just brought me back again. When I hear that stuff, and
do you like the remake version, or does it piss you off that someone remade Boys of Summer?
The remake was okay, but the Don Henley is always my favorite.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, Tony. Look at that. Look at that. We're bringing people. We're taking them for a stroll.
All right. Well,
no, not Like a Virgin. Like a Virgin's so overrated.
No.
This is the most overrated Madonna
song.
No,
it's not, because that's not what it's about. Quentin Tarantino, go watch Reservoir Dogs again.
So where are we heading in the way back machine now?
Paula Abdul.
When we get back.
I want to talk about Paula Abdul.
I don't want to talk about Paula Abdul.
I do. Racist.
It's not racist.
Yes, it is. You want to talk about the white girl.
It just happens to be a white girl that I enjoy her music.
And I happen to think Paula Abdul is still sexy at 58 years old.
Are you serious?
Yeah, in a heartbeat.
Ooh, even like American Idol times, I was out on her. She's a loon.
That's okay. I haven't hooked up with loons before, AJ. Jeez. Come back, though, with the Me First and the Gimme Gimme's version of Straight Up, since we're talking about covers. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. My only Paula Abdul point was going to be, she's kind of one of my people. Her dad was from Syria. He was a Syrian Jew and that moved to Brazil. So she's kind of got a nice mix.
I was thinking during the break of my other favorite lady 80s singers, and I liked Belinda Carlisle.
Crank this up again for a second. Okay, sorry. I like their version of this.
You like these like pop punk?
Yes,
cover
I do.
Versions.
I was in a cowpunk band once, which was one of the most fun things I've. And now I'll be honest, we were awful, and people didn't know what the hell they were hearing, but I loved it. Just from a purely masturbatory standpoint as a musician, it was awesome.
I think Belinda Carlisle became, like, I don't know if she was more famous in the Go-Go Girls thing. Like,
yeah.
But I would say that Heaven is a Place on Earth was like...
That very good song.
That's yeah. A great song.
Where do you come down on Blondie, or is that before
Blondie's like kind of before my time. Okay. I liked Tiffany. I Think We're Alone Now. I didn't think Tiffany was hot.
I would have.
Yeah, she wasn't, like... She was the rare pop star that I was like, she's not very attractive.
See,
to me.
I always got her confused with Debbie Gibson.
Right. And well, Debbie Gibson was the blonde, and she sang the Only in My Dreams song, which was not as good as, well, she sang Foolish Beat too. It wasn't as good as I Think We're Alone Now, though.
No, that was a better song. So
I have too much 1980s lady music going through my head lately. I don't know why. It's not like it's my favorite genre, but like every once in a while, I'll get into a rhythm. I also like Bonnie Tyler, "Total Eclipse of the Heart." You know about that, okay, Aaron?
That one blows.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Sorry, I was with you.
I don't agree with that. I like the song, but I know
that
about
song
it.
Blows,
dude. That was a cool song.
It's, I mean, that is like the slowest, most boring song ever made.
Did you like Pat Benatar?
I did like Pat Benatar. I actually, Pat Benatar, and then whoever the lead singer chick was for a band called Quarter Flash, I had this huge crush on in the 80s because she could actually play a saxophone and sing, and I just found that the sexiest thing ever. But Pat Benatar had an amazing voice. Frankly, until Lizzie Hale, I think Pat Benatar's had the most versatile voice I've ever heard in rock. But...
Rindy Ross was the lead singer.
Okay. She probably, don't show me a picture now because it'll ruin my whole fantasy. But the thing about Pat Benatar that I didn't like is her husband was the guitarist, and he was the most tone-deaf guitarist ever. If you listen to her leads...
You were just jealous.
Well, yes, because I'm a better guitarist than him, and maybe he's a little better looking at the time. Well, a lot better looking. Whatever. But I'm a better guitarist than him. And he got to be with Pat Benatar. So, yeah, I was jealous, okay?
The slowest, most lame songs, the Top Gun song from Terry Nunn, the Take My Breath Away song.
Oh, God, that's so bad.
That's a horrible
song.
That is
horrible.
But I disagree with you completely on Total Eclipse
of the
Heart.
That's a song if I never hear it again.
And I bet there's one of those like sort of rock covers of Total Eclipse of the Heart.
That I would listen to. To me,
can you find anything like that, Aaron? Give me a look.
We'll see if Me First and the Gimme Gimmes did it, because they do everything.
Me
like
First
that.
And the Gimme Gimmes kind of sucks, though.
No, they're great.
Like, it's clever, but they're not very musically good.
Well, no, but they're a punk band. They're not supposed to be musically good.
I know. Like, don't you wish that, like, maybe a rock band would do it that was actually, like, good at playing instruments and stuff?
No. For what they do.
That's no fun?
No. No. Well, it is in some instances. Actually, like I said, I think... Hailstorm's done a couple of covers. I saw one on YouTube that I thought was pretty cool. Of I don't really like the song, but that song that Ozzy Osbourne and Lita Ford did together, it was Lita Ford and Lizzie Hale doing it with two chicks. That was pretty badass.
See, I used to like chick singers, and then now I almost never like girl singers. The only exception, and I went begrudgingly, my wife wanted to go to this concert, and I was like, oh, this is going to be terrible. And then we went, and it was actually a really good show, is this band called Paramore.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
And that chick puts on a pretty good show, and she's kind of a badass. And I can't tell if she's hot because, like, I think she does her makeup all crazy on purpose. But I think she might be hot.
She's got moments. Okay. Like, I've always had a crush on her because that was one of my favorite bands in high school and stuff like that.
What's
and
her
I've
name?
Been Hayley Williams.
Hayley Williams.
H-A-Y-L-E-Y. So she spells it weird.
Is she foreign? H-A-Y-L-E-Y
no, is from kind of common.
Yeah, but most Hayleys you meet are H-A-L-E-Y or H-A-I-L-E-Y.
Not the Hayleys I meet.
Yeah, I was
wrong. I'm meeting older
Hayleys.
She's
not hot.
Okay.
She's not hot, but she does kind of rock. And I was impressed. I was like, oh, this is a good lady show, a lady rock and roll show.
Well, my
which normally I've been long against because I miss the days of the 80s where women sang emotional ballads. That's all women should be held to at this point, emotional ballads, except for this lady who rocks.
Well, no, I just say. You can't put Lizzie Hale on that list because that's the one I still enjoy.
She's all right, too.
And I don't know if I've told this story before, but several years ago, they were first getting started, and there was a show at what was Verizon at the time, and it was Shinedown was the headliner, but Seether was there, and Hailstorm was the first of four bands, and it was before they were anything. And the band sitting out there when I walk in, before their show, signing T-shirts and just trying to do anything to get people interested in them. And I always think about that now because they became really big, mainly because they got that commercial that Misery was on. But they're big, she's like a huge star now, and it was funny that, yeah, I remember when they had to sign T-shirts for everybody and shake hands so that people
would
know
who they're. I'm going to go with Lizzie Hale, not hot.
Are you looking at pictures of her with short hair or long hair?
The first pictures that pop up, she's got her hair kind of up. I guess they're mostly short hair. But I'm looking through a lot of them, and there's some where she's decent, but most of them, I'm a pass.
You know what though?
But she's a rocker, and that's
and
cool.
Her voice is so great. I don't care. I don't care what.
Now
she
here's
looks
a
like.
Picture where she is hot.
It depends on when you catch her. I mean, she's one of those that when she puts some effort into it, yeah, she looks really good. But she's a rock and roller, man. Sometimes she just likes to skunk it, and I kind of find that very sexy.
The the bass player for the band Sick Puppies, she's really hot.
I mean, is she only in the band because she's a hot chick?
No, she's actually a legit bass player. Her name is Emma Anzai.
Spell that?
A-N-Z-A-I.
Okay. Emma Anzai. Let's see here.
See, now we're in Aaron's wheelhouse. You know that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the body's strong. Yeah, she's okay. I mean, you know what, though? I shouldn't even say. For a rock and roll chick, yeah, she's hot. Like, that's the thing. Like, most hot chicks, they realize the money is in pop, like, pop songs. And they make their money doing that. And good for them. God bless them. You know, God bless Katy Perry. I think at one point, Katy Perry was like, I want to be a serious musician. And then she realized, it's really hard to make money being a serious musician, so I'm going to make pop songs and make all the money. Good for her. That's what I would do, honestly. If someone said, AJ, you can no longer do this show that you enjoy doing, you're going to do a show that everyone loves, and you're probably going to hate it, but you're going to have all the dollars, I would sell out immediately.
There is a lead singer of there was an old pop punk band called Hey Monday, and their lead singer's name was Cassidy Pope, and she left the band to go win The Voice and became a country singer. And then she left country and is now working back with the original band she was in when she was in high school.
She's made her money.
But yes, but she is hot. She is probably hotter than all the ones we
looked at. Country music also a good place for hot chicks to go.
Very good place.
Like, you don't have to be a great singer. As long as you look pretty good, they can auto-tune it, they can fix you. Pop and country is the place where most hot chicks who want to get in the music business go. I think there's a lot of chicks who like rock and roll, but they realize, you know what, not a lot of money in rock and roll for a lady. So they have you do something else. And these record label people with their casting couches, they're like, I'm going to make you a star, honey. And that's the way they do it. No one's being a star on a rock and roll band. I didn't even know that Paramore chick's name until you told me. That tells you. If she was Taylor Swift, I'd know her name. By the way, Taylor Swift, I hear Nick talking about her, and Nick thinks she's like ultra, ultra hot. And I think Taylor Swift's pretty. I don't think she's disgusting by any stretch. But Taylor Swift is the songbird of our generation. So I don't even care if Taylor Swift is attractive or not. She's a hit maker. All her songs are big hits. That's why I appreciate Taylor Swift. Nick is a chauvinist. I'm here. I want women to do what makes them happy. And I care more about their art than their ass. That's me, though, not Nick.
There are some, like, in new heavy metal bands, there are some, like, a band called Unleash the Archers. They have a really hot, really good
lead singer. I've never heard of them, though. But that's what I'm saying. Like, if I haven't heard of your band, you made the wrong career choice, okay? Like, I should have at least heard of your band by now if you're going to be a big star. Let's talk to Pete. He wants to tell me that Like a Prayer is the best Madonna song. Hello, Pete.
Hey, guys. Just driving home now. Got much longer commute, so thanks. Listening to you has been a godsend. Two underrated Madonna songs.
Like a Prayer, it's been a godsend.
Dress You Up and Holiday, but check out the video for Material Girl. She does kind of an homage to Marilyn Monroe. It's a really, really cool video with Keith Carradine.
It is. Listen, and we say really, really cool video. Here's the unfortunate truth about almost every music video made in the 1980s. They're all horrible. Every music video, even the good ones in the 1980s, none of them hold up to today. And we don't even make music videos anymore. But if you go to whatever your favorite song in the 1980s was, Google it and look it up on YouTube and watch the video of that song, and the video is awful. Like, people just didn't figure out music videos until the 90s.
I don't know. Tom Petty kind of had it going back then. Don't go, come around here no more with the. Yeah, but that was
when Tom Petty, when his videos started to take off, was like Last Dance with Mary Jane, the 90s. Good.
Was that the 90s?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think.
Yeah, I'd have to look at it. You're probably right, but I thought it was late 80s, but it was so long ago. Does it really matter at this point?
1993.
Okay, so it's later than I thought. Terrific video.
That's the Kim Basinger video.
Yeah. All right.
Kim Basinger also very hot. When she played Eminem's mom and she was super trashy, I don't know what. You probably loved that.
You know
what?
Have
you ever seen that movie, 8 Mile?
Yeah.
Did you think she was hot in that movie?
Because
you always say, I like a little touch of the gutter.
She has a touch of the gutter.
Yeah.
She got better as she got older. Like, the early Kim Basinger, I was not into.
What about Batman Kim Basinger?
That's kind of where it started to turn for me.
Yeah.
Because any chick that does Batman, I'm kind of going to be into.
Is that what you like about Holly, touch of the gutter?
I don't really like Holly.
Or is that like the whole gutter? Is that too much gutter?
You know, I.
She's like a Ninja Turtle, basically, is what you're saying. There's too much sewer there.
You know what, man? I'm just pleading the Fifth Amendment here because, you know, I've got to start doing more of that on the show.
Okay. All right.
It's a Blitz on ESPN.
All right, Lance.
This is the Blitz.
The Blitz.
On ESPN.
ESPN.
97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Pepper said Judas Priest made some awesome videos in the 80s. So did Journey. You know, I'm kind of with AJ. I thought those were cool at the time. Although, Judas Priest did blow a guy's head up in a video.
And Philip says, what about Michael Jackson's music video Thriller? Which, when that video came out, it was like, oh, this is awesome. If you look back today and watch Thriller today, through your eyes today, you'll say, what is this ridiculous nonsense? Whoever thought this was really great video? It's bad.
I think I've told my story of that that music video. My parents, when I was about six or seven years old, on Halloween weekend, they were playing it like at the top of every hour on MTV. And my dad decided it was a good idea to lock me in a giant room in the dark and was like, here, watch this. You'll really like this music video, to a seven-year-old. And then left, shut the door and left the room. And it scared the ever, like, I can't say the words that it scared out of me. And it ruined, like, for years, I was scared to death because of that damn video.
A friend of mine texted me, 80s movie with great music, heavy metal based on the comic. That is, and you know what? I bet if I go back and watch it now, I'm not going to like it. But I love that movie so much, mainly because cartoon sex. I mean, all the cartoon chicks were hot with like really giant racks. But the music, it was all music from my era. That was, that whole soundtrack was, you know, Blue Oyster Cult and Sammy Hagar and Cheap Trick and hot cartoon chicks.
Yeah.
So if you've never seen that, but now I'm kind of scared to go back and watch it.
I'm telling you, it's going to be ruined.
I know. I'm going to be like, okay, maybe. Well, there was a really hot redheaded cartoon chick, which of course.
Daphne from Scooby-Doo?
No, she made Daphne look like a dog.
Daphne was probably my first cartoon crush.
Yeah, it might have been. I'm going to go back a little farther. It was probably Veronica from Archie. Yeah.
Jessica Rabbit.
Well, you're okay.
Yeah.
I mean, Jessica Rabbit's like the cheat code of cartoon chicks.
Yeah, but that was like the first like cartoon that I watched, and I was like, this makes me feel
weird.
Have
you ever masturbated to Roger Rabbit?
To Roger Rabbit? No.
To the movie Roger Rabbit.
No.
With Jessica Rabbit.
No.
Really?
Fred?
Of course.
Have you really?
Yes.
I've always assumed any cartoon hottie.
Man,
I've always assumed there's a portion of men who have done that. Like, there's got to be a, I would guess, well, I mean, based on our sampling here, 1/3 of men have masturbated to Jessica Rabbit.
It's Rule 34.
Well, the part of it, though, to be, you know, 100% honest here, I had a huge Kathleen Turner crush at the time. And so her voice being Jessica Rabbit really helped.
Okay.
So, I mean, technically, yeah, it was Jessica Rabbit, but it was also Kathleen Turner. And I knew it was Kathleen Turner, but Kathleen Turner is a hot rabbit.
So you were, like, Kathleen Turner was really hot to you?
Yeah, at the time.
All I can think of when I think of Kathleen Turner is the old Adam Sandler record that he did, where he says, I can't say it on the air. But he says, Kathleen Turner's got big bleeping bleeps. And I don't know why that made me laugh so hysterically when I was a kid. But it was hilarious.
That wasn't What the Hell Happened to Me. That was the one before that, I think.
It was whatever his
parents'
name.
They're all going to laugh at you?
Maybe it was his first one. They're all going to laugh at you. I don't know. I don't remember which one it was from. And I don't remember I can't even remember the rest of the joke. Like what set it up. But I just remember him saying that Kathleen Turner's got big bleeping mitts.
Well, like early Kathleen Turner.
And like when was Kathleen Turner in her peak?
You know, I'm going to have to look up her IMDb now because.
Like when were you looking at Kathleen Turner going, oh, yeah.
Well, it was prior to Roger Rabbit. It was before Roger Rabbit. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Body Heat.
What year was Body Heat?
Romancing the Stone, which was 84.
Okay.
She was hot in that. War of the Roses. Peggy Sue Got Married in 86.
Okay.
That was kind of her wheelhouse, 84 to 86, which, by the way, is when I was in my young man wheelhouse.
Okay.
So that's...
How old were you in 1986?
I would have been...
I was six, so...
You see, I've been 21.
Okay.
So, but I was lucky that they changed the liquor laws.
You'd already made love to a woman.
Oh, yeah.
And did you, when you made love to any women between 1984 and 1986, did you ever imagine that one of them was Kathleen Turner?
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, we all do that. Let's honest.
It's true.
But yeah,
all of you women out there should know that your husband or boyfriend has thought of a famous lady when he's made love to you at some point.
And every lady's thinking of somebody else.
Of course they are, because look at us. Do you think they want to be like, oh my God, Fred, you're so hot. I can't believe you're on top of me, making sweet love to me. Nobody wants to think that.
No.
So they think, I don't know who it was. It was probably like, instead of Fred, they were like, oh, it's Burt Reynolds on top of me. It's so hot having Burt Reynolds here. And, you know, that's how it worked. Or Tom Selleck was maybe hot back then.
It's still like that. Yeah.
You think your wife thinks of Tom Selleck when she makes love?
She's probably thinking of Idris Elba. Oh. Or one of those guys. Or Ryan Reynolds. But that's okay. You know,
Who's your wife thinking of, Aaron?
I'm thinking Jessica Rabbit the whole time, so.
Probably Will Smith.
Would you let your wife make love to Will Smith?
Probably not.
You're the jealous type, huh?
Yeah.
If that was her big fantasy, like, what if it was her, let's say it was her, how old is your wife?
31, 32 now.
Let's say it was her 40th birthday, and now you guys have had a long, happy marriage, and she's like, just, I want this one thing for my 40th birthday. They don't have to spend the night together.
Dude.
Probably not.
Really?
You know what I would do? I'd say, sure. Then I'd put a camera in there, and I'd blackmail the hell out of him for as much money as I could get.
You think Will Smith cares?
Like, he doesn't. He just did a roundtable video with his wife talking about how she cheated on him.
His wife's banging other dudes. He's banging, what's the chick from Suicide Squad?
Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie. Yeah, Will Smith is like side piece in Margot Robbie. There's no cares given for that dude. He's got the life.
I'll sell it myself.
Yeah.
Make a nice profit. You got to think more like a businessman, Aaron.
You got to think more like a Kardashian, apparently.
Maybe so.
So. All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.